This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh yes, word is starting to spread. The logic is irrefutable. Another journalist, this time John Hawkins from PJ Media, has stated exactly what I've been stating, which is this, that the left does not want to stop school shootings. I know, you're like, wait a minute, you better back that up. You make a statement like that. Well, he backs it up. Read his piece at pjmedia.com. And I'll back it up right here. The left gets too much benefit, too much political traction. They get so much mileage from school shootings. They don't want them to stop. They do fundraising off the shootings. They push a gun control agenda. They demonize the NRA. They get, so far now, 12 corporations have cut ties with the NRA. They demonize GOP members and conservatives, and they call them murderers. I mean, the left, this is like fresh meat for their base. Any school shooting gets them so much mileage, they don't want them to stop. And it's evidenced by the fact, well, numerous facts. First of all, the Broward County sheriff named Israel, I think his first name is Scott, Israel, Sheriff Israel, he's a Democrat operative. And he is an anti-gun nut job, and it was his sheriff's deputies who were ordered to stand down. There were four deputies waiting outside the school doing nothing. They refused to enter the school as the shooting was going on, as the bodies, as the students were being murdered and the body count was going up. They stood by and did nothing. It's obvious that they were ordered to stand down. It's obvious at this point. And then the Coral Springs police, who were farther away, they rushed to the scene. They are the ones who entered the building and stopped the shooting. And the Coral Springs police are heroes, and even they say that the Broward County Sheriff's deputies are guilty of dereliction of duty under Sheriff Israel. So that's evidence number one. This is not in dispute that there were four sheriff's deputies who refused to enter the building. Now, I mean, that alone, that should be bombshell news nationwide, but nobody in the mainstream media is touching that. Nobody's touching it. Nobody's asking the question, why did they stand down? Why did they not enter the building? That is their freaking job, to stop the shooters. That is their job. If you're one deputy, you go in. If you're two, you go in. If you're four, you damn sure better go in. You're a four-man team. Even if you're one deputy, you go in, you return fire, you pin the guy down until help arrives. That's what you do. Heck, even if you're one citizen, you should go in and start shooting at the bad guy. To pin him down, make him think twice, interrupt his murder spree. You save lives if you go in and you start shooting at the bad guy. And that is the job of the sheriff's deputy. And they stood down and they did nothing and they waited outside the building. Why? No question, they were ordered to do so by none other than Sheriff Israel, who is an anti-gun nut job. He's a friend of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He's all part of the anti-gun, you know, gun-grabbing, left-wing lunacy mob. And they benefit from the school shootings. They benefit from it. They know that this is how they get traction. So that's irrefutable evidence. Group one, right there. Secondly, every liberal says that they don't want school children to be protected. Every liberal says this, almost without exception, and especially the students. This kid, this David Hogg, I think is his name. He's this new celebrity of the left. The kid was probably eating Tide Pods 2 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden he's an expert in gun control, and he's out there saying that you shouldn't defend the students in the schools, because if a principal or a teacher or a coach were able to shoot back, these are his words. He says that might cause chaos. What? This is what, I tell you, these kids, their brains are not fully developed yet. Cause chaos? Chaos is already happening. The shooter brought the chaos. Your job as a coach or an armed teacher or an armed principal or an armed security guard is to stop the chaos. I mean, by this kid's loopy logic, you shouldn't have armed guards at banks because they might cause chaos if there's an armed robbery. I guess by his logic, you shouldn't have armed guards on airplanes. You shouldn't have air marshals, I guess, because they might cause chaos if there's a bunch of terrorists that try to take over the airplane. I guess this kid, Hogg, he won't even defend his own family in the future when he has a family. He'll probably say, oh, I don't want to have a gun in my home because it might cause chaos if there's somebody invading my home trying to murder all of us. I mean, really? This is the logic of these people? There's no logic to it at all. They are deranged. They are mentally ill. They are brainwashed. And it's kids like that that are being exploited by the gun control left. These traumatized kids are being exploited and they're being told what to say. They're being given talking points by the Democrats. It's so obvious. And, you know, YouTube and Twitter are banning and censoring everybody who points this out. They'll probably even censor this video. Maybe they'll shut down my whole account. I don't know. But this is what they're doing because they cannot have anyone questioning the official narrative. But rest assured, the Democrats argue against having guards or armed professionals or even volunteer military veterans or volunteer off-duty cops at the schools. The liberal parents do not want to protect their own children. Get this point through your head. The Democrats want their own children shot to death because they know that that's going to push their anti-gun narratives. They want their children to be vulnerable. They want their children to be soft targets. They argue against guards. They argue against defending the schools. I mean, these same people, they will defend banks. They will defend sports stadiums. They don't mind armed guards at a football game. For what? For the security of the people at the football game. But then you say, well, what about an armed guard at the school? And they say, oh, no, 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 we don't want to cause chaos. Are you saying you want your children to be shot up? And basically, their smoke comes out of their ears. They can't even figure, they can't think. I can hardly think trying to describe their response. It's so insane. It's so insane. You know, the one thing I've learned in all the years of being an investigative journalist and being attacked by leftists and being lied about and being slandered is that people on the left have zero ethics. They have no hesitation about calling for the murder of people. They have no hesitation beating people over the head with bike locks. They have no hesitation shooting people. There's no doubt in my mind they would sacrifice their own children if it furthers their political agenda. And they prove it every day. They prove it every day by refusing to defend their own children. You know, it's even in Disneyland, they have armed guards to protect children in Disneyland. Well, if armed guards work in Disneyland, why can't they work in schools? And the left, again, they're saying, well, they don't want to turn the school into chaos. The chaos is there when the school shooter brings the chaos. We have to stop the chaos. But leftists have no ethics. They're almost all anti-God, anti-Christian people. They hate God. They hate morals. They hate values. They despise doing anything good. They despise human life. They despise children, which is why they support third-term abortions and partial birth abortions and the organ harvesting of dead babies. Leftists hate life. They hate creation. They hate the divine. They hate God. They hate truth. All they seek is absolute destruction, murder, suffering, and death. No wonder they want to sacrifice their own children to achieve the disarmament of the patriots in this country who are the last line of defense against the total tyranny, the totalitarian takeover of the left, that what they're trying to push. Will they have their own children sacrificed in order to achieve power? Without question. No doubt about it. And these leftists, you know, I used to think they had political differences. Now I know they are evil incarnate. They are demonic. They are destructive. They seek death. They're so dark. Their hearts are dark. They hate children. They will sacrifice even their own children, whatever it takes, in order for them to gain political power and disarm their opponents and take over this country. Have no doubt about what they will do to gain power. They are evil. They are pure evil. Read the website, evil.news. It's one of the news sites I publish. Evil.news to expose the evil of the deranged lunatic left, and also leftcult.com. Leftcult.com every day details the insanity cultism of the obedient left, their mental derangement, mass mental illness, their murderous ways. Read all that at leftcult.com. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.